Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. It's the ninth anniversary of Andrea Nirenberg's membership in our Brain Trust. Andrea, welcome back. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. Boy, God, the time goes fast, doesn't it? Not only yeah. that, it's already 23 after the hour.
I know, exactly.
Talking to you, Jim, the time goes fast.
It flies when, when you're having fun, does it? It's like,
absolutely.
It's like being on my show is like roller skating. The time just drags by, doesn't it? Hey,
Andrea,
thank you for hanging out with us. Folks, please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find the suite that we've created for Andrea's work with us. You can find all that there. Plus all the other things at our website. Don't forget, we got a brand new video that we just posted, so check that out too. Andrea, tell the audience how they can find you and your books.
My book, well, my website is very simple, nirenberggroup.com. That's N-I-E-R-E-N-B-E-R-G group.com.
All right, it's not now, Andrea. You got with a name like Nirenberg and Blasingame, nothing simple.
No, I know. It's my blog is the Niren blog, you know, so we always put the whole name on that one.
N-I-E, just remember, I before E, N-I-E-R-E-N-B-E-R-G group.com, and you can find her books there, Million Dollar Networking, Savvy Networking, Nonstop Networking, and now, coming up, Networking for Veterans, right?
And, yes, and Networking for the College Student and
oh, yeah.
the Grad.
Well, when's the Veterans book? When's the Veterans
students?
Book coming out?
The veteran book, the manuscript's due by May, so that's coming right up, like next month. We've
all right.
almost got it all done.
So we'll have that, and you're going to launch that on this show, aren't you?
Yes, we want
okay.
to.
So we'll have to do that.
We would love it. I'm
what other things are you seeing out there as you move around the world? What are you seeing out there? What's the networking landscape looking like for small businesses?
You know, I see what something that, you know, we've talked about a lot is that you know what? The United States is made up of small business. I have, mm-hmm. you know, I'm an entrepreneur just like you are. I've had my business 19 years. I keep
yep.
expanding. But the idea is we need to get business and work not only from each other, but also from the large corporate America organizations. And very often they give us lip service but don't always hire us.
Right.
And that's just, you know, that's a whole other show and another segment.
Right.
I do a lot of work with some, but then others, you know, that, you know, already, even though they may ask you for an RFP, that you're not really going to go the whole, the whole.
So you're saying networking with big companies is a little tough. Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes it is. You have to. Well, you know, it's like anything. I'm fortunate in the fact that I do a lot of work in the financial services and a lot of areas where there are large organizations. But it starts with that one person, one-to-one marketing.
Right.
Who's the one person that opens the door for you? And this is one thing I would say to every entrepreneur out there, no matter what. Remember who your first person was who opened the door for you and always keep that person in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next person and the next and the next. You stay on their radar screen, more opportunities develop, and that is the key when I think about my business of creating advocacy.
Right.
Never let someone forget that they opened the door. Even if it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever, stay in touch.
That's a great point. Another thing to think about, and this is what I've learned in the last several decades, Andrea, and that is you may have something on your mind that you want to talk to someone about in this company. You want to do business with them. You have an idea, whatever it may be. But focusing on that idea with that person might not get you in the door. You might have to rethink what your idea would fit with that company. You got to do a little homework. You got to put yourself inside their head. You may have to be introduced like 2 degrees of separation away from the person that you want by going in another direction with your idea and sort of navigating back, if you see what I mean. You can't, sometimes
absolutely.
You just can't, some of these people, if it's the right person, you can't just pick up the phone and they answer.
Oh. You can't do any of that. You have to do your homework, and that's
yeah.
the other thing. Do your homework. It's just like I've developed for events, but for everyday life, before, during, and after the meeting. What do you do? Do your homework? Do your research? What do you do when you're there, and how do you follow up? Absolutely.
Yeah. Someone called me the other day and wanted to reach this group, and she had an idea, and for how to get her idea to this company, and she was going to go directly to the top. And I said, look, I know there are people below that person who needs what you have. You know, she was trying to get that guy to introduce her down. I said, in this case, you don't even have to go to the top. Go to these people. They're in the middle. They need what you have. And she hadn't even thought about that. All she thought about was going to the CEO.
No. Oh, no. You know so what
some,
I'm saying?
Some, now, that's okay if you can meet the CEO.
Yeah.
But you've got to take your blinders off and think about whatever you're trying to accomplish with these big companies. You've got to think the way they think to get to
the inside. Absolutely, and you have to think, why should they hire me? What can I do to customize it? I mean, customization is key.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that. I mean, you have to. I mean, I've got two appointments today with large organizations that I was able to get in through people I know and build the relationship. But I've been doing my homework, because otherwise they don't need me.
That's exactly right. Well, exactly. And because the truth is, you know, there are a lot of people out there they could see today and do business with. You're different from all those other people, but the key is you've got to get inside. They've got to be attracted to you somehow.
It's something you've always said, and also Brian Tracy, the speaker, says mm-hmm. you have to be a lifelong learner. Lifelong
That's right.
student. The more you learn, the more you earn, and the more self-confidence you'll have over time.
Nurin Blog, is that right? Nurinblog.com?
Yes, Nurinblog. Don't you love it?
I love that. And Nurinberggroup.com is the website. The books are all about networking. That's what she's all about. Congratulations again on your great work with veterans, Andrea. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
We'll talk to you soon.
Andrea Nurinberg, ladies and gentlemen. Won't do without her. She's the best. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
It's the day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.